Perhaps I am a man of exceptional moods. I do not know how far my experience is common. At times, I suffer from the strangest sense of detachment from myself and the world about me. I seem to watch it all from the outside, from somewhere inconceivably remote, out of time, out of space, out of the stress and tragedy of it all. This feeling was very strong upon me that night. Here was another side to my dream. But the trouble was the blank incongruity of this serenity and the swift death flying yonder not 2 miles away. There was a noise of business from the gasworks, and the electric lamps were all alight. I stopped at the group of people. "What news from the common?" said I. There were 2 men and a woman at the gate.
"Eh?"
said one of the men, turning. "What news from the common?" I said.
"Ain't you just been there?" asked the men.
"People seem fair silly about the common," said the woman over the gate. "What's it all about?"
"Haven't you heard of the men from Mars?" said I. "The creatures from Mars?"
"Quite enough,"
said the woman over the gate.
"Thanks."
And all 3 of them laughed. I felt foolish and angry. I tried and found I could not tell them what I had seen. They laughed again at my broken sentences.
"You'll hear more yet,"
I said, and went on to my home. I startled my wife at the doorway, so haggard was I. I went into the dining room, sat down, drank some wine, and as soon as I could collect myself sufficiently, I told her the things I had seen. The dinner, which was a cold one, had already been served, and remained neglected on the table while I told my story. "There is one thing," I said, to allay the fears I had aroused. "They are the most sluggish things I ever saw crawl. They may keep the pit and kill people who come near them, but they cannot get out of it.
But the horror of them."
"Don't, dear," said my wife, knitting her brows and putting her hand on mine.
"Poor Ogilvy," I said, "to think he may be lying dead there."
My wife, at least, did not find my experience incredible. When I saw how deadly white her face was, I ceased abruptly.